Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Hey, during our coverage of Co-op Financial Services Future of Workplace Forum, one of the sessions was a panel session that consisted of all of the forum speakers, and those speakers, or panelists in this case, consisted of Rodney Nalcestuen. He's a senior analyst at ITA Group, Scott Belsky, Adobe Chief Product Officer, Crystal Long, GECU's President and CEO, Nick Calcanes, Co-op Financial Services COO, and again, all moderated by Gene Chatsky, founder of Her Money, and also the Today Show, the Today Show's financial editor. And during the session, Gene Chatsky asked the panel a question about organizational debt, a term I had never heard before. So I got educated on this one, along with a lot of other people too. So check it out.
Fantastic. Nick, we heard Scott talk a lot about organizational debt. What does that look like for credit unions? And do you think that credit unions are successfully shedding their organizational debt? And if they're not, what's it going to take?
Yeah, I think I'll talk maybe organizational and technical debt, because I think they go hand in hand. I mean, one of the things I alluded to earlier, earlier in my career, and I think it's 96, I was told I needed to offshore a bunch of technology and people processes to India. I wasn't necessarily happy with that, but I had to figure it out. So when we went to do it, we figured out none of the processes were documented. The code wasn't documented. So we had to dig into code. We had to figure out all of those things before we were able to do what we were supposed to do. And I tie that a little bit to the organizational debt of the subject matter expertise being locked in people's heads. And what I was trying to allude to earlier, which is you don't have repeatable documented processes, so it's really hard, and I believe impossible, to be great at it, and it's highly inefficient. So I think part of what I would say in eliminating organizational debt is you have to tackle those things. And I think they're unpleasant in a way. We had it here, but if you can approach it in the right way with people, because what it does is, though, if you think about it from a people perspective, they're actually anchored to those particular jobs and processes. They can't grow, they can't expand, but if you can free them up from that with the confidence that they can go do these new things, it's good for the company to eliminate that organizational debt. And it's good for the person. And almost every single time, there, you know, and Scott talked about this as well, there's technical debt tied to that people and process debt. And so, and that's, there's a serious expense there, but there's also a risk there that it's undocumented, it's old typically. And so if you can tackle those two things, it's good for your bottom line, it's good to minimize or eliminate risk, it's good for people, and then it frees you up to be this digital, adaptive, nimble, competitive firm in the digital age.
Crystal, what's your reaction?
Yes. I was just going to say, I want to add something to that, because this is great commentary. So, as we know, credit unions are conservative to begin with. We have many people that have been here in the environment a long time. And what happens is they've learned and created processes that absolutely cement muscle memory in place. And so what you have to figure out how to do is to get rid of it and to celebrate the future. And one of the things that we've done, and I think we've been successful doing, is allowing the past to die with dignity. And so whomever created that process or that procedure, it was right for the time. It was what we needed then, but now we can retire it. And that seems to give people a comfort that what they did in the past was still right, but yet they feel freedom to move on into the future. So I would suggest and that, or encourage that to people.
Yeah, I think, you know, and those particular people, Crystal, they invented or created that process out of necessity.
Right.
And so that tells me that they're creative, they're smart, they're committed to the company. And if you can bridge them to the future, and sometimes it takes, you know, maybe they need to learn Agile, or maybe they need to learn a certain technology. They're always smart enough, if you can transition that motivation, that's a bridge, right? And then you move them with you. And that's where you see what I was talking about earlier. You actually see people light up with pride, and it frees them up in a way that you've eliminated that weight from the past from them.
And Scott, what do you think about Crystal's notion of retiring these processes with dignity? I mean, you're a move fast and break things kind of guy.
I mean, I think it's a great idea, and I think, you know, it's interesting. We have this saying, you know, that don't fix it if it ain't broke, right? We've all heard that, and we've gone through many, many years of those processes organically cultured to solve problems. And hey, if it's good enough, like, let's not touch it. Let's just always focus forward. And I think, you know, we don't need a pandemic to revisit these processes. And to Crystal's point, say, okay, you know, is it time to do something entirely new? Is it time to run one of those A-B tests that I described? Is it time to refactor how we resource this process that we do? Instead of throwing more money at the equation by hiring more people, let's actually force that team to, with the people that they've got, you know, re-instrument the process. And I think that, you know, that is silver lining that we're all being forced to do to some degree right now, but it's also something that we should continue doing and should bake into our cultures.
Thank you very much for that information, and stay tuned for more coverage of Co-op Financial Services Future of Workplace Forum here on CU Broadcast.